melancholic Melonella. For 30 years, her ex had been eating plastic. But unlike the plastic in everyone else, the plastic didn't leave him. Instead, it floated in his bloodstream and lodged in his organs. She deduced this on the day he broke up with her. It was midnight at his parents' and he had fallen asleep with his arms wrapped around her. As he slept, she observed things about him she hadn't before, like his veins, which ebbed with an iridescent glow. She peered closer and saw tiny dots of light darting beneath his skin. She watched them circulate around his body, like seeing car lights along a motorway from high above. She had heard that people consume one credit card's mass of microplastic every week. She didn't know much about biology, but guessed what she was seeing was the plastic, and resolved to fix him. 3 months later, it rained hard overnight. The next morning, on her walk to work, there were worms all over the footpath. They writhed in the sun, displaced. They reminded her of an article she had read about the larvae of wax moths, called wax worms, that could break down plastic with the enzymes in their saliva. She suddenly knew how she could fix her ex. She called him. "I'm sorry I didn't tell you this earlier, but you are filled with plastic that glows in the dark. The only way to fix you is to feed you to worms that can eat it. But for this to work, the worms will have to eat all of you, not just the plastic," she said. His breaths punctured small holes in the silence. He sighed. "I have been sick for a long time. I'll try anything if it means I don't have to feel like this anymore." If there was something that could bring them together again, she thought, it was their mutual interest in him. It took some time and most of her savings, but she managed to obtain enough larvae to fill her bath. She watched them crawl and twist over each other. Their thin, segmented bodies had the same textures and colours as empty pippy shells washed up on the beach. If she squinted, they became a repulsive breathing mass. She invited her ex to take a seat on the couch in the living room. She paced back and forth as she talked him through what was going to happen. His face was pinkish, like he was holding his breath, and he wouldn't look at her. When she finished, he stood up and took the codeine and the bottle of water she had bought him. He put his headphones on and went into the bathroom, closing the door behind him. She heard him gasp as he stepped into the bath. An hour later, she went in. He had pulled the shower curtain across the bath so she couldn't see him. She quietly picked up his clothes from the floor. Later, she donated them to an op shop. She left her ex in the bath with the wax worms for several weeks. While he was not their normal food, they seemed to make do. They burrowed into his skin and then into his organs where the plastic had lodged. Each day, the determined chewing sounds from behind the shower curtain reassured her. They were eating all of him, even the polyethylene. One morning, she went to brush her teeth after breakfast. The silence made her skin prickle. She pulled back the shower curtain and examined the scene. The waxworms had wrapped silk cocoons around their plump bodies, which were nestled within divots along her ex's bones. Relieved, she left them to transform. Later, she heard a whirring from the bathroom, like the hum of an industrial electric generator. She slowly opened the door and felt thousands of simultaneous tiny bursts of air against her face, arms, and legs. There were wax moths everywhere. The ones that weren't flying rolled like waves all over the toothbrushes, sink, toilet, and shower. But unlike any other wax moths she'd seen when she'd researched them online, their bodies glowed, just like the plastic had in her ex's veins. All at once, the moths froze, then funneled out the open bathroom window. Not long after, about a week, she stood on the outskirts of the community garden near her home and watched a woman spray the beehives with a carbon dioxide fumigant. She had seen the notice about this stuck to the community garden gate. Since, she had been checking each day for the fumigator and preparing herself for what she had accepted was inevitable. The moths had attracted other moths using their ultrasonic pulses and mated. They had laid their eggs throughout the bee combs and webware of the beehives in the community garden. The larvae that had hatched were now eating through the beehives, slowly destroying them. As she watched the fumigator, she noticed strange bursts of light around the beehives, like pin-sized fireworks. The woman didn't seem to notice them, possibly ignoring them, as she continued to spray. The pins of light sprayed upwards, popped, then plunged down into the grass below, trailed by thin squiggles of smoke. She left the fumigator to finish the job and returned home.